Welcome to the Dr. Nikki Star Show, a podcast to support you in your spiritual awakening and personal development. As a spiritual teacher, healer, and intuitive coach, my intention is to empower you to live your ultimate potential and your ultimate life. As a former medical doctor and mystic, my role is to bridge the gap between science and spirituality to support you in understanding more of your multidimensional aspects. I share on a diverse range of topics, and it's all to support your greatest becoming. My mission is to continue reaching millions of people for the healing and awakening of humankind for the creation of the new earth. Thank you for being here. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Dr. Nikki Star Show. I'm your host, Dr. Nikki Star. Welcome, welcome. And I'm coming to you from the island of Ibiza, which is my home. And if you're watching the video version, you can see in the background, I have the sea so close, which is so nice. It's been so nice to be in this space. It reminds me of Malibu vibes. And as some of you know, I lived in Malibu for about 4 years before moving to Ibiza. So for me, the place that feels home is the sea. And so today on the podcast, we are going to be talking about the spiritual significance of disease and illness and sickness. And this can be short term, like if you get a cold or a cough or a virus or anything, as well as something long term. And I want you to know first and foremost that everything is curable. Even if doctors were to tell you it's not, it is. And this is coming from a former medical doctor. If some of you don't know, I am a former medical doctor. That's why my name is Dr. Nikki Star. And Nikki Star is my birth name as well. And it's so important to not label yourself as if you having some kind of dis-ease is like now a part of who you are. So it's something that is a transient experience. You can call it a condition. You can call it an illness, a disease. And I'm going to get into a lot of the details of why and how and what the function that dis-ease serves in our life. And very interestingly, I knew that I would host this podcast in the season of spirituality. I didn't know when. I never know when. I always go based on where the energy is and what I feel called to transmit next. And sure enough, guess who has some dis-ease at the moment? Me. I have a cough, like a chest. I wouldn't say an infection. Maybe it feels more like viral and I'm coughing up phlegm. And so you may notice my voice is a little bit different. And I know the function of this is to help me clear, store it up, get grief and sadness, and because the lungs are very much connected to grief and it's near the heart chakra. And so the heart energy center in the body is connected to love and sadness. And so I know that there's grief wanting to clear for different reasons, and when stuff that's stored for so long. And every now and then we get sick because it's how our physical body can catch up to our spiritual body. And this we can even refer to sometimes as ascension symptoms. So if you ever get like a fever and chills and aches and all that stuff, that's the body wanting to purge. And even with a cough and a phlegmy cough, that's the body wanting to purge. Anytime the body starts to excrete things, the body wants to purge. So in order to keep up with you, with your evolution and your greatest becoming, down to the cellular level, that needs to happen. And our emotional and energetic and mental state can shift quickly. And the body sometimes takes a little longer. So disease is a way, it serves as two functions. One function is what I'm talking about, which is to support your ascension. And the truth is, it's always supporting your ascension.
So it can support your ascension in a sense of refining, cleansing, clearing, purging your cells. So the frequency raises. So it purges out the lower vibrations. It purges out the emotions, the energies, things that are trapped inside the body. That's one way it serves. And another way it serves is to let you know that you need to change your life. And this is generally when you're diagnosed with a chronic disease, something like diabetes or cancer or autoimmune. These more, we can even say serious, or what society and the masses believes lasts longer or maybe could be for your whole life, is actually just a happens when things get stored up. I'm trying to think of the name. Basically, it's over a period of time, you've been living and thinking and eating and doing things a certain way. And even your relationships can contribute to it. And if something is not healthy, for example, if you have unhealthy thoughts about yourself or others, if you're in an unhealthy relationship, if you're in an unhealthy environment, the body over time is going to start to express it in physical form. And when you get diagnosed with something that seems quite serious or long-term or constant and consistent, it's just an opportunity for you to change your life. And if you actually do change your thoughts, change your beliefs, change your actions, change the things you do every day, change how you show up to life, and maybe even change where you live or change your relationships, you can heal that disease. And this offers hope. You might also be thinking, like, how is that even possible? It is. Remember, the foundation of everything is your energy. Your energy field is deciding everything, including if you have dis-ease. And your energy field is your future. Remember, we've talked about this in one of the earlier episodes where your blood shows the real time of what's happening to you on all levels, emotional, mental, physical, etc. Your tissues, your bones are really like the past, because whatever happens in your blood gets uptaken and metabolized into the body, into the cells, into your being. And so that accumulation, that's the word. So that accumulation over time of negativity, things not serving you, things that may be harming you or hurting you, either self-inflicted or inflicted by others, gets accumulated and stored over time and then creates disease. Your energy field is your future. So this is why energy work is true preventative medicine. And this is why I feel like energy work is something that everyone should be getting all the time, every single day. And you can do it to yourself as well. And that's like in my guided experiences, the meditation course I have, in my energy courses, I basically show you how to do energy work. Even in the rituality course, like, you are guided to clear energies in your life, in your fields. So there's ways you can be proactive about your health. So because the energy field is our future, you can change your future. You don't have to live with any disease that you have right now in the present moment. Absolutely not. You're not bound, imprisoned, burdened. It does not define you. You can heal anything and everything. And by changing your thoughts, because thoughts are energy. So, and your actions are essentially your energy put into motion, just as your emotions are. Emotions are energy in motion. And the moment you start to shift all of that, you're changing your energy in real time. Just like if you're changing your relationships, you're going to change your energy. If you change the people in your life, your energy is going to shift. So the more conscious and intentional you become with every choice, with every action, with every thought, with every word, you're changing your future. You're manifesting in every moment, which means you're even manifesting dis-ease in your life. So you create everything about your life, every single thing, which means that's a good thing. It could be sometimes a hard pill to swallow because it's like, why would I create disease for myself? I understand that, but sometimes it's unconscious and subconscious. And sometimes shadow aspects of ourselves like to play in the mud and the muck and in patterns and addictions and behaviors that aren't serving, which then have a physical manifestation that happens. And that's what we see in dis-ease. And so because you create everything about your life, that's amazing, because you can reclaim your power, take the power back into your hands, and change your health and change whatever prognosis, diagnosis you have. Of course, we're all going to die. Of course, eventually. But if you have something that's premature or something that can be altered, like I truly believe that we're all meant to live for the most part, depending on your karma, of course, but for the most part, it's like we're meant to live into old age and then like die of natural causes, not like go through some suffering illness of pain and hardship and suffering. No, that doesn't have to happen. Does it happen sometimes? Yes. And there's many factors. Also, there's environmental factors. But you have to realize too that many people can be exposed to the same environmental factor and only some people are affected by that. Why? It's because of our energy fields. The stronger your energy, the harder it is for things to penetrate into your energy field. The stronger your mind and the more you have beliefs that serve your health and greatest becoming, the healthier you stay. Just like there are studies that show that people who are more positive have better health. So everything is in your hands. This is why personal development and healing work and all of that is so important for your health. And this is a big reason why I left Western medicine, because once the dis-ease is there, it's a bit more work versus if we just live a preventative lifestyle, which is mind, body, and spirit. Then we're going to prevent it all together from happening. And this is what my work is about now, today. Like all the work I do, even though it seems energetic and it might seem more mystical, it is preventative medicine. It is to have you live a long, beautiful life in all ways, in health, in relationships, in business, in wealth, in all the aspects, in just how you feel. And the better you feel, the better your energy. So then you're manifesting yourself into a healthy state into the future. Now, even from a spiritual perspective, it's been said in these years that the Holy Grail has taken the form of disease. And, you know, the Grail being that like force that catalyzes spiritual awakening and transformation that we know from like Indiana Jones. And I learned about this when I was an initiate in Dominar, which is a mystery school. And they are connected and do spiritual works connected to the energy of the Grail. And I have experienced it and was in front of it inside the temples. And it was such a beautiful, potent force that feels so good. It feels like home. And it is that force of creation, essentially. It is that force of ascension, of spiritual evolution. And for me, that's a feeling that feels like home. Hence, like, this is my work. Like, I am here for the healing, awakening, ascension of humankind. And I do that through all of my offerings, all of my courses, the New Earth Academy, the New Earth Codes, the 30-day manifestation challenges, all the different ways. And what I have found, which is beautiful, but also can be challenging, is that it's true that sometimes people are brought to the brink of the darkest night of the soul, of down on your knees praying, and sometimes it comes through disease to make people change their life. Because whatever trajectory they're on in terms of how they're being, what they're thinking, what they're doing, there's nothing that's like hitting them over the head to be like, wake up. So it catalyzes spiritual awakening in a lot of people. And I'm sure you've seen stories of people who were diagnosed with an illness. They got sick. They changed their whole life. And their whole life became so much better thanks to that illness, thanks to that disease. And it could even be like it inspires your work. Like, I even have seen like women in the field, like colleagues of mine that were like, you know, got HSV and then went and created a multi-million dollar empire from that, empowering other people into their power. So it's always a gift. And it's a shame in a way, right, that it has to get to that point, because sometimes if you're not listening to life knocking on your door saying, hey, it's time for change. Hey, that's not healthy. And you know that's not healthy, whether it's a food you're eating or a way you're behaving or a relationship that you have. And if you're not changing, shifting, evolving, clearing out what's not serving, stepping into new chapters and opportunities, the universe is going to come knocking at your door and be like, well, they're not listening. He or she is not listening. So how else can we get them to wake up? Okay. Here you go, disease. Here you go, disease. Here you go, an illness. Here you go, some pain and suffering. And then that can often inspire you to change. And so have compassion for yourself. Of course, if you're at that point where you have been diagnosed with something and you just feel you're at like a last resort, I really recommend alternative healings and medicines even before Western medicine, to be honest. Of course, if it is already manifested, sometimes it does help to have medications that can alleviate things. But to be honest, my Healy is right there. But I work with energy devices, like one such device is the Healy, that literally has a program for every single symptom. And for me, it works. Like when I have belly pain because I either eat too fast or I could feel its energetics, like I took on an energy and I run the gastrointestinal harmony, like my belly pain goes away. Even through this cough that I'm experiencing, I've run a whole bunch of different programs and it's gotten so much better. Mind you, my family is like, Nikki Starr, go to the doctors. You know, you have phlegm. It could be pneumonia, blah, blah, blah. I don't think that way. Even though I'm a medical doctor, I don't think that way. I know there's an intelligence to my body and I have a cough with phlegm for a reason. I am purging. I am clearing grief and sadness from my field. And that's the function. I don't need to go and get a cough suppressant. That's going to inhibit the function that naturally wants to express through my body to support my evolution and becoming. I'm not going to go and take an antibiotic. I don't even know if that's what this is. Why would I do that? If it lasts more than 2 or 3 weeks, it worsens. Sure. Absolutely. Sometimes the body needs support in fighting things if it's not able to do it on its own. But usually, and most often than not, the body is very intelligent and it's taking you through a process. So the more that you can welcome what's happening, accept it, be with it, love yourself, care for yourself, listen to what is being asked of you through this process or what wisdom wants to be shared with you, that's going to support your healing and evolution way more than just jumping to some prescription. And now there is a body of work. I think there's a few different people in the world that have put out this body of work. And one such person that I always recommend clients to is Louise Hay, You Can Heal Your Life. She basically has this book, and I don't know where she received the information from, but essentially every part of the body has a spiritual significance. So like lower back is support, for example. So people have lower back pain. Oftentimes they're either not receiving support in their life or there is, you know, physically they don't feel like there's support in their life. Of course, we're always supported by the universe, etc. But they might feel overwhelmed and feel unsupported and then it manifests as back pain. That's like one example. As I mentioned, the lungs are grief, right? The liver is anger. So every single part of the body, like even like the knees have, I think it has to do with like flexibility and like moving forward in life. Like every single part of the body, you're going to find something. And every single kind of disease, you're going to find something. So for example, if something is more inflammatory, that usually represents, I think, like anger, or I never memorized all of this because a lot of times when I work with clients, I also get intuitive things of like, oh, that's from this relationship or that situation, because we can also trap emotions in parts of the body and not deal with them. And then they present as pain. So also the kinds of, if you have like a rash, for example, or if you have some kind of infection, or usually if there's an itis, which is an inflammation of that region, that's telling you something. So you could even Google it, I think, like basically like spiritual significance of this. And you can start to look at like, what do the diseases or disease that's presenting in your body, what is it trying to tell you? And this can also be done as an intuitive process. You don't have to like look it up in a book, for example. And oftentimes when you go to a doctor and they can't really diagnose you, it's because it's for spiritual reasons. Like, for example, even if you have someone else's energy in your body or some other energy in your body or in your energy field that's not yours, that's going to create a dis-ease in your body, even such as pain. So when people have like headaches or pains in certain places, like even like last week, a woman came to one of my in-person events and she was complaining about like hip kind of like ovary-ish pain. And she was going through a breakup. And immediately I was like, that's a cord. There's an energetic cord between you and the person that the relationship is ending with. And clearing that would serve. And, you know, I think there was a part of her that didn't really want the breakup. So she was hesitant to want to clear, you know, and that's something I would do in a private session anyway. But the clearing of that cord would support that pain to go away. And the thing is that cords are both ways. And we can do a whole session on cords, actually. So I'm not even going to go down that route. But essentially, like, there's many reasons, spiritual, not just physical. And truly, I believe it is spiritual first, and then it manifests as spirit, as physical, as to why you have dis-ease in your body. So inside of the New Earth Academy, all of my offers, especially in my one-to-one work, we go so much deeper in unraveling anything that's creating dis-ease in your life, to bring it into harmony, bring it into right alignment, and for you to make the best choices for your health in mind, body, spirit, and in every aspect of your life, so that you can experience that now. And you can cure anything. Absolutely. Even a late stage cancer diagnosis, because we've seen that in people before. It's not uncommon. Just like when people say you're never going to walk again. That's not true. We've seen people who have. And so this podcast is meant to offer you hope so that you know there's opportunity for you. There's more healing for you to do if you want it, if you're available to it. And of course, I always invite you into my world to do this work. And in the bonus content, I'm going to take you through a process for you to listen to any part of your body where you may have dis-ease, so that you can receive the wisdom, intuitions, guidance to support you on how to move forward, or maybe even how to cure it and heal it. And so with that, thank you for being here. I send you so much love. Please share this with anyone you feel would benefit. Big kiss to you. And I will see you next time. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Dr. Nikki Star Show. Please like this podcast and share it with anyone you feel would benefit. Subscribe to the podcast to receive bonus content. And remember, every Monday, the video version goes live on my YouTube channel. Thank you so much for being on the Ascension Path with me and for doing this great work.